This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department movies in the park happening tomorrow night. Tracy Mosher from Parks and Rec, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So one final week already?
I know, it seems to go by so fast.
Everybody has talked about June really seeming like it's just gone by so fast.
Yes.
Period, with the fact that we hit July on, I think, Monday.
Yeah, crazy.
So what's going on tomorrow night?
Well, it's our final Movies in the Park. Come on out, see this last event. We're really going to throw out all the stops here. We have UACT coming. They're going to be performing parts of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for us, which is going to be so fun. We're going to that starts at 7:30, and then we're going to follow it up with a 2023 PG movie, Wonka, which follows Willy Wonka before the Chocolate Factory and kind of talks about how he made his dream chocolate factory come to life. So that should be fun. We'll also have concessions available for purchase from Church on the Rise and cotton candy from HK Sugar Clouds. And we're also going to continue our face painting available from MD Face Painting. So there's a lot to see and do tonight. Come on out. If you do come, just keep in mind that we'd like people to keep their pets at home. They can be a little disruptive during the movie sometimes, and as can kids. So make sure if you bring your kids that you are bringing your kids and not just sending them on their own. So please have kids be accompanied by an adult. And this event is a little different than Half Shell, music on the Half Shell. So we do not allow alcohol at this event. This is more of a family-friendly, kids-centered event.
So not tonight, but tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, sorry, yes. Normally we do these on Fridays.
Yeah, we've got so much going on this week, just juggling guest segments on throughout the week. Busy time of year, and it seems like, of course, June, the weather has worked out perfectly, but able to do all four of them and not have to move one.
I know. We've actually had a dry June, which is good and bad, but yeah, we're excited that we could all get them all done in June and get everyone's schedules kind of stuck with how they are supposed to be.
So what else is happening this time of year with Parks and Recreation?
Well, we do have our Women's Just for Fun Summer Golf continuing. That's every other Monday evening at 5:30 at the Stewart Park Golf Course. That's just a stress-free event for ladies who have a basic knowledge of golf but really kind of want to play on a course with a little bit less pressure. You don't have to worry about holding anyone up. It's $20 a person. It includes a free raffle every week, and it's just a really great way to get out there and meet some ladies who are also interested in golf.
Now, do you play golf?
I do. Not well, but that's why I go to these classes, right? These events.
Fun.
Yes. We also have Low Impact Fitness continuing outdoors in Fir Grove Park behind the UV Art Center on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. That's a $2 per person fee, cash only at that one. And we're also continuing our partnership with YMCA to do Zumba in the Park Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. That's in Stewart Park, just west of the Half Shell, just west of the Large Pavilion, excuse me. And that's a free event. And then starting in July, we're bringing back our yoga in the park with Zenden Yoga providing instructors every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. in Stewart Park. That's just east of the Half Shell. And that's a free event as well. Thrive Umpqua is going to be providing some gift certificates to local cafes each week that we're going to raffle off. And that's a really fun event that starts in July and goes all the way through August. And then we have one final thing coming up in July. We're doing a bug hotel workshop. This is the second time we've done this. A bug hotel workshop. So you get to come out and build your own bug hotel.
And why would you want a bug hotel?
I know. That's what I thought when I first heard this. But if you're a gardener, you would appreciate it, because what you do is you build a place where those beneficial pollinating bugs can stay near your garden over the winter so that in the spring and the summer they will emerge and be able to do their job and make your garden thrive. So they look really cool and they are effective. So this event is only $10 a person, ages 6 and up with adult supervision. We have a limited amount of space. Pre-registration is required. You can call us, call the Parks and Rec Department at 541-492-6899, or just check our Facebook page at Roseburg Parks and Recreation or the City of Roseburg website for the number and information. But again, that's Saturday, July 27th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Large Pavilion in Stewart Park.
Where did the idea of this bug hotel come from?
Our horticulturist kind of brought to our attention that this would be a fun thing to do for the public. She actually constructed one with the help of our maintenance team and installed it in the butterfly garden in Stewart Park. So you can see on a large scale what this looks like. But we thought it would be fun to do mini versions for the public.
Interesting. Yeah. I have never heard of this before, but it actually makes a lot of sense.
Yes, we did it last year, and it was very successful, and people really enjoyed what they made, and hopefully they took them home and used them the way they're supposed to be used, and we are excited to do it again.
All right. A housing option for bugs.
Yes.
Now. Very interesting. And let's talk about the movies again. Remind folks what's happening tomorrow night.
Yes. So 7:30 p.m. starts our entertainment. UACT performing parts from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, followed by the movie Wonka, Closer to Dusk. This is one of our longer movies, so just keep that in mind. It's about 1 hour and 56 minutes long. But bring your blankets, bring your pillows, your pajamas, and come hang out by the Half Shell.
And to have you act there and do what they're doing, I mean, that's a big treat. And you get to see some of this before anybody else.
Yes, yes. They're kind of pre-showing this for us, and we are so thankful that they're able to make it out there. And we did not plan this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Wonka combination. It just worked out that way, which is very surprising and very beneficial.
Now, what you're supposed to say is, because you are such an astute programmer of Parks and Recreation events, that you worked with UACT for them to do a summer musical that would work with your movie.
You're right. You're right. I did. I misspoke. We planned the whole thing. We are that smart.
Oh, boy. We've got to get you a better PR person or something.
Yeah, I know.
Goodness sakes. But yeah, no, that's going to work out really well. And that is really a fun treat to see it. It tends to bring a lot of excitement about the summer musical when they're able to do this. And okay, it just happened to work out in the same theme. So very good. All right, that's going on tomorrow night. And what time should people arrive?
I would get there about 7-ish. You can get there a little early if you want to secure a spot. But usually we see it starting to get a little busy about 7:15, right before the entertainment starts.
All right, Tracy David from Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.